It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love taking my ladies on dinner dates.
They're so nice, they pick me as their spokesman, because I'm nice.
Hey, what's going on this side?
That's for you, Leo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Mm-hmm. You can call that anytime you like, and we'll chat with you. This is a BYOB Friday less than an hour. We are going to begin our Friday festivities, and our special guest, the Nigerian Nightmare, Timmy Obimene, will be joining us.
All right.
He said he's bringing by some guests. I have no idea who they are, but he'll be talking about that when he arrives.
Right.
Also, God, I got a lot of, burpage today.
We noticed that.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's these Sprite Zeros.
Perhaps something else, then.
Water.
Not only Ice Road Trucker Drew Sherwood, but later on in the broadcast, Dr. 90210, Dr. Ray, that pretty boy doctor from Beverly Hills, the plastic surgeon.
Right.
I don't know if he's married or not, but he
must
get
to Haley.
Of course you
That's
knew
right.
that. You watch the show?
Yeah, I used
I'm
to.
I'm gonna let you by that
faithfully.
Time, I swear to God, it'll be about 6 o'clock.
I'll have
you're
to
gonna
talk
do,
to him.
You're gonna do the interview.
Beth Ann interview.
Because I why should I bother at that point? He's just a pretty boy because I'm not gonna have plastic surgery. But more important than that, we have a little bit too much show to fit into one show today. But I wanna tell you what I'm planning to do. And I hope with everything that begins in less than an hour, that we're going to be able to do this.
Better take care of it now.
But hear me out, okay? This is a ripoff of American Idol. It's a singing competition. Mm-hmm. And if you're a singer, this is the way I want to play this game, okay? The game is called So You Think You Can Sing.
Gotcha.
All right?
It's actually a ripoff of So You Think You Can Dance.
You give us thank you. Well, it's American Idol meets So You Think It. It's the combination
Brilliant.
Of both. Names obsess you, don't they? Titles obsess you.
Oh, wait.
She control. Cannot, she,
it's control. Control obsesses her. Give us your name. Tell us you can sing. And the stage will be yours for 60 seconds.
If the price is right.
Now, when we call the game out to you, when we say we're ready to play So You Think You Can Sing, call in, and it'll be quite simple. Everybody that participates will get a Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt, and then $50 will go to the winning singer. And at that point, you know, who knows? We're just going to lay back.
Who knows?
And we're going to enjoy your singing stylings.
Oh,
and,
I predict record contracts.
And it's got to be a cappella, right?
A cappella. Okay. You cannot sing with accompaniment. You can't do putting on the hits. You cannot do any of that. This has got to be pure a cappella singing. And it can be any style you like. It can be opera. It can be hip hop. It can be country.
That's right.
It can be anything. It can, really.
Yeah,
but
so
it's,
it can be. I think that'll be fun, the variety.
It tickles her.
So you think you can sing.
Listen for that. In a while, we'll be playing that game for $50 American. So good luck and get ready. I am so ready for my first green bottle, but I'm showing willpower.
You are. You're strong. You can do this.
I only have about 20 more minutes.
I'm
going to start while we're talking. It is here.
Okay.
Incidentally, Bo, once again, Bo kick save and a beauty, Bo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ice chest
He's
full
awesome.
Of the green bottles. They're iced up right now. Happy Friday, everybody.
I got to tell you, I'm a little concerned about my feelings for Beauregard.
We'll talk about that.
Are they inappropriate?
I think.
I like that.
Ever since he took his shirt off.
Let us get to the first. Oh, I think she's setting us up for something.
No, I'm not.
I don't think so.
I'm
think
serious.
She means it.
Because she knows the second part of this break, I want to talk about her dinner plans.
Beauregard.
So this is a diversion then.
All right. Take it away, Buzz.
First, let me tell you that the stock market has taken a bath today after having a great day yesterday. It's down by over 300 points today.
Oh, crap, crap, crap.
And let me tell you why. There are two reasons. One, the price of oil is up to $139 a barrel. It jumped another $10 a barrel today.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, Exxon, yeah.
And the other reason is we've had the fifth straight month of increasing unemployment. This is the worst we've had in 4 years.
Yeah, okay. Well, we all know it.
That's why, and that's where we are.
We're in the ESSER. Everybody knows we're in the ESSER. That's just the way it is.
But, Mike, some people are trying to make the most of it.
Yeah, not me. I'm just going to whine and drink.
Well, let me propose this. Perhaps you would want to join this protest. There is a national gasoline price protest planned for tomorrow. That involves nudity and bicycles.
You know,
his favorite things?
This is the way he said it, though. He just loved price protest. He loves price protest more than...
Oh, I'm just warming up for later.
When Buzz gets price protest,
right.
A national price protest. Mm-hmm. It's got nudity in it?
Yeah, nudity and bicycles.
See, oh, God, that's so gross, though.
Not if you do it right.
If you see, but if it's a guy that's on like one of those regular 10 speeds and you see like his butt on the seat, it's so gross.
Organizers are asking people around the world to engage in an act of defiance against the oil companies by taking off their clothes and taking off on their bikes.
Can it be motorcycles as well?
They haven't mentioned it, but I think they would appreciate the show of support.
Would you do it?
I should not, but I just made myself laugh.
You did.
Picturing me on the motorcycle naked. That's goddamn funny. That really is.
Well, now that you mention it.
Want a bigger laugh? Picture Rolling Thunder, but everybody naked. That would be awesome. You know those little Honda Gold Wings or whatever the hell they
right.
are, where they always have the two fat people on them? And see those people, Jay Bird, naked.
I'm still picturing that. Officials in Montpelier, Vermont are concerned because dozens of people have signed up for tomorrow's organized ride there.
Right.
And the route has them going past a church at about the time of a funeral.
Oh,
see,
no.
That's not good.
Yeah.
That's how I'd be pissed off if I had a loved one and, you know, you see a bunch of naked cyclists go by.
But
of
it would take your mind off your loss.
But you know they're going to get a good turnout because it's in Vermont. It's in the green state. Mm-hmm. You know they're going to get a...
State full of hippies.
Yeah, well, it's a state full of independent-minded people mm-hmm. that are kind of whacked out. That's why they're in Vermont.
Organizers say, sorry, it's too late to change the route. So they're promising to provide clothed volunteers to keep the riders and the potential spectators who might be offended from making eye contact.
Well, how big a funeral is this?
Yeah. Who died?
I don't know. I
mean, is this like a big, huge funeral?
I think it's just a sort of run-of-the-mill funeral.
Well, then, your five garden variety. Are
well, wait a minute. They can actually.
It's Montpelier. How big can it be?
If their timing is right, they can avoid interfering with the funeral mm-hmm. by saying, you know, just have the indoor part when the cyclists
are
going
by.
But then it might, you know, I remember Dad. Dad was a wonderful guy. And then you just hear outside. It's like, oh my God.
Well, that's
look at those breasts on her.
That's why they have stained glass windows.
Just remembering back to my dad's funeral, I would have been hot-headed. I would have liked to knock one of them off.
Well, sure, of course.
But, I mean, it's just a, you know.
It's a timing issue, and that, I think, is why the volunteers will be there.
Right.
With clothing on.
Unless they really want to get into the spirit of it and, you know, undress
have
the corpse.
A naked funeral.
Have the naked casket.
That's
and just
nice.
That's nice. Thank
that's
you.
A nice.
That's nice. What do you think, Regis?
Fine.
Thank you very
exactly.
much.
Exactly. The government wants everyone to have access to free wireless internet if you don't mind some censorship. The FCC wants the same deal for the free nationwide wireless that we have for free TV. Nothing obscene. Now, the carrot that's being dangled by the FCC now.
Hey, FCC, dangle this.
They don't like that sort of talk, Mike. It's a special
it's
frequency they're offering.
What's that?
But it's free.
Yeah, it's free. Everybody
well, free
can...
doesn't mean everything. I mean, just because something's you don't pay for something, you don't want to be trapped.
And freedom isn't free.
Right.
It's
freedom
special...
is just another word for nothing left to lose.
That's right.
That sounds familiar.
Hey, is that Bobby McGee?
It is, exactly.
Thank you.
It is familiar.
Hey, I miss Don when I sing that. Hey, Bobby McGee. Hey, Don, I miss you if you're listening. I really do.
We all do.
That's one of those moments where I just got a little nostalgic, and mm-hmm. I'll have those every now and then.
Sure.
When we used to do that. We did that for 20 years. Hey, Bobby McGee. And then we pretend we were throwing up. It was great. Fantastic.
Well, the FCC is offering a special frequency for free broadband. It's a better frequency than the one they offered before the censorship clause. Now, the question of who provides the service would be put up for bid, but yesterday the whole plan of this nationwide free internet thing was shelled after pesky objections about free speech and what other stuff the government might want to censor.
So you get it for free.
You would.
But they will prevent certain things from coming your way.
Right. You couldn't access adult sites, for starters.
Well,
and who knows what
who
else
cares?
Over time.
Who cares? What's the point of the internet?
Okay.
Is there really a point of having an internet if you can't go to porn sites?
What they're proposing now is an opt-out situation where people who didn't want access to adult material wouldn't have it, and people who did would.
See?
That's the compromise they're hoping for.
Good afternoon. Parishioners, I'm Father Phelan.
Father Phelan.
That's F-A-I-L-I-N. I'd like to introduce a lady that's just gotten back from her missionary work from the Triad of the United States.
Thank you, Father.
It's a good position.
This is Sister Beth Ann McBride. Sister McBride
yes.
believes that
yes,
you
Father.
Can enjoy, yes, you can enjoy the internet without porn.
You can.
Have all the fun you want. Yes, sir.
Sure.
Surf. Find all those fabulous sale prices at Overstock.com.
It's all about the O, Mike.
Yes, who needs that? Who needs that porn, that pesky porn? Yay.
Amen.
Sister Beth Ann McBride.
Oh, the penguin exploded.
Just really didn't feel there was any other way to end that.
Every week, it seems, more teachers get busted for doing their students. This story is about a 32-year-old female in Lakeland, Florida, who took on at least four boys that we know of. Sometimes.
Did you say how many?
Four. that we know of.
Oh, really?
Sometimes two at a time.
So, you know who likes that?
I got you finally.
You did.
I finally got you with that.
You hypnotized me.
You know who likes that sound effects?
Leo Donahoe.
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing that for Leo.
Leo
actually told me that today, too. That's why I'm actually specific. But it's appropriate to the story as well.
It is. These guys, these kids were 14, 15, and 16 years old. One says he woke up in her apartment after he'd had sex with the teacher, only to find her having sex in the bathtub with yet another boy.
I'm about to say something really gross.
Go ahead.
Kind of hot.
Oh, really?
I know.
Oh, my God. After I play the holy music for you, Bethann McBride.
You guys listening may want to make a note of that.
Oh, my God. Well, hey, Paula Pedophilia, how you doing there?
This is what it is.
This is
What's
being here.
Coming back?
Forbidden love.
This is being here at WJFK with all the young interns wandering around.
Bo taking off his shirt. Help me, Father.
I heard it.
Help me, Father Phelan. I need to talk to you.
Well, continue to rate the hotness of these items, if you will, please.
I heard on good authority that Bethann has the steam and undies for landfill. She wants landfill.
Which one? There's two of them.
Landfill? No, there's only one landfill.
No,
the intern for
their undies. Their undies are steamy by default.
Chad Dukes told me how big his thing was.
No, stop.
He was very illustrative about it. It was so funny.
As Chad can
Chad, that cracked my ass up. That really did. That got me ready for my show today. Thank you.
This teacher, she also reportedly serviced two boys 10 times in one night.
How many times?
That's, two boys 10 times.
Don't do it 10 times. You did.
Oh, that's 15. Five more. There you go. The police say they found lube and furry handcuffs in her boudoir,
furry
among other things. A Kmart.
Oh, that's hot.
It is. It's a Bethann.
Happy Friday, everybody!
Yeah!
Yeehaw! It's BYOB Friday!
Not yet.
It's almost here,
It's
Bethann.
Almost here. It's like Christmas.
It's almost here.
Not yet.
I feel like I'm already there,
I
baby.
Know.
Kmart, despite the rumors, says it's not pushing abstinence with its new line of sweatpants. Bloggers, I made you spit out your water. I'm proud of myself.
Why do we have that trash can there?
Kmart's clothing pushing abstinence. They've been doing that ever since they've had clothing. You ever see the clothing?
The
Kmart?
Little House on the Prairie dresses.
Oh, my God.
Bloggers say this is exactly what Kmart is doing. Kmart says it's just a graphic they put on some pants.
Hi, would you like to see the new line of clothes at the Kmart down the street? Here we go. It's a lovely floral pattern in a 4XL. Yeah, baby. Maybe.
The supposedly abstinence-pushing pants read "True Love Waits" in large letters.
That's what mine reads.
So they're trying to do a little a little moralizing while they're selling their clothes.
That's the accusation. Kmart denies it. Kmart's website, however, says, and I quote: "These athletic pants boldly proclaim just where she stands."
Oh, okay. Well, they shouldn't
There's
do
nothing
that.
Wrong with that.
There is if they're doing. It's a retail shop. They're not supposed to moralize. That's not their job.
If they're just selling the merchandise that somebody else made, oh no.
Sister Bethann McBride.
Back. She's back.
Once again with a message from the Triad.
Father Phelan.
Today's message, yes, if you own a Kmart, moralize, preach, direct people into your own frame of reference.
And bring me the boys.
Yes, sirree. Another message from the Triad from Sister Bethann McBride. We have a call about Bethann, Buzz.
I'm not surprised.
Let's go to Ted. Ted, you have a comment about BA?
Dear God.
Ted.
Oh, it's it was my fault.
Okay, go ahead, Ted. Sorry about that. It was Bethann's mistake. She was trying to cut you off.
That's all right. I believe with her comments, they were a little off.
Yeah, I know.
Out of line. And I think she should be defrocked.
Is God. That what you mean?
Took a long time to get there, but it was worth it at the end.
A blushing British bride-to-be. See, I was just warming up.
And incidentally, Buzz, let me just get this out of the way. Heather, Steve, Joe in the back, we're not doing the So You Think You Can Sing right now.
Not yet.
I said I was just promoing that for later in the broadcast.
When we're drunker.
So Heather and Steve, get ready for later in the show. We'll tell you when we're going to do it, all right?
Thank you.
I'll make it real clear when we're going to do that. It's usually at the end of a segment right before the other one.
Clear as vodka.
Thank you very much.
A blushing British bride-to-be has postponed her big wedding day because she's afraid she'll throw up. 19-year-old Emma Pelling says she has a recurring nightmare.
Hello.
That she throws up at the altar and goes running out of the church.
So I told me mom that any time we're going to do this, I'm going to get me belly all in a tither.
and I'm gonna barf all over me, mate.
That's her fear.
Me bridesmaid, I'm gonna cover in vomit.
So she's postponed the planned ceremony, at least until after she's given hypnotherapy a try.
My last name is Creosote.
The fear.
Just one tiny whiff of fiend mint.
The fear of vomiting, by the way, is called emetophobia. And because it's the fifth most common fear in the world, it even has its own international society for support.
I find that women truly hate to vomit. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, it's not nice.
You're scared of it.
Nobody
right?
loves
scared
it. No. You know, but a lot of women do it, I guess, to lose weight or keep weight
off.
Well,
the bulimia right. you know, situation aside, mm-hmm. I think that a lot of women fear it. Because I think sometimes when you do, you feel like you're going to die, and that's why they don't want to do that. But that's neither here
nor there. Never happens at a good time.
Sorry, Buzz, we have a question for Beth Ann.
I'm not surprised.
Ryan, Sacramento. What do you have?
Beth Ann, I heard you perk up. Now, was it the age difference? Or, Mike, you may notice this. She really got worked up when it was brought to her attention that it was one woman with two guys. She may just kind of want the from both sides kind of thing. I mean, that's
Ryan, I appreciate the call.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Ryan,
you know, I have not yet begun to question Beth Ann and exactly where she's coming from.
It's very, it's like very an onion.
Yeah, you got to peel those layers,
mm-hmm.
baby.
Never stop peeling. I have such a personal conflict with this story. On one hand, there wouldn't be MILFs without mothers.
Right.
And I do love the adult novelty stores. But on the other hand, should a sex toy store have accommodations for strollers and diaper changing? Do you see why I'm conflicted
this
here?
This is such a Friday show already. I swear to God, this is a Friday show.
There's a store in New York now called Babeland. It's part of a national chain. It's aimed especially at new mothers, leaving just enough space between the bondage gear and the lubricants and the videos to get the biggest baby strollers down the aisle.
Hi, welcome to Babeland.
Babeland even offers seminars about sex for new mothers.
Welcome to Leo Donahoe's Babeland. How are you, everybody?
Right next door, a place that sells drinks designed to boost a person's libido. It's quite a neighborhood there in New York.
Oh, incidentally, message to our boss, CK. CK, mm-hmm. I need to talk to you about that thing
the
you wanted to talk
story.
About that I thought that you thought would fascinate me, because now all I've been doing is thinking about that like for 24 hours. So please come back to the radio station so we can talk about that thing that now has me almost obsessed.
Coming up in the Hollywood Buzz, is TV facing yet another strike? And in the final Buzz, airport security looks at your naughty bits. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Coming up on the show, Ice Road Trucker Drew Sherwood will be here. And also, I will begin BYOB Friday half an hour early. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.